Jesus gives us a new commandment this morning, that we would love one another. And yet, it's not really a new commandment. We see this throughout the Old Testament, from the very beginning, in creation, God filling creation with his loving gifts and life. And we know the golden rule, which comes from the Old Testament, is to love your neighbor as yourself. And think about that commandment, to love your neighbor as yourself. What is the measure of that love? The measure of that love is to do unto others as you would have them do to you, to love others as yourself. And so that commandment invites us to imagine what it would be like to be on the receiving end of my actions and my words, how it affects those that I'm doing those things to and saying those things to. And so we imagine, how would we want to be treated? How would we want to be spoken to? And what we call that is empathy. We are empathizing with others when we imagine what their experience is, how it could be different from our experience, from my experience. And think about how needed that is today, and how it seems like our whole culture and the whole world is going in the opposite direction, where it's all about me, my country, my people, my wealth, my well-being, and how much vindication, how much competition there is out there. And we live in a world that treats everything with scarcity and not with the abundance that we know that God has filled this planet with. We're not good stewards of all the things that God has blessed us with. And so we are not loving one another as we would want to be loved. So what is new about Jesus' commandment? He says, love one another as I have loved you. Now, Jesus invites us now to move away from the subjectivity, right? Our own personal imagination of what it would be like to experience our words and our actions. And he now invites us to imagine what it would be like Jesus, to become more like Jesus to the world. And that's really the gift of Jesus, is that he brought, through the incarnation, when he was born of a virgin, he brought the eternal Son of God into the world. The Word was made flesh, and now we could see the love of God, God's love tangibly experienced and heard as he went about preaching the good news and doing good, healing people, advocating for those who are marginalized, treating the foreigners with respect and dignity, like the Samaritans, like the Syrophoenician woman, treating women with respect when often the culture didn't treat women with respect. And so Jesus showed his love for all people, for Jew or Gentile, male or female, for slave and for masters alike, for those in power and those who were dominated by a foreign power. But notice what Jesus says, also what I think is so unique about Jesus' call to love. He addresses us as little children. Here at St. Luke, we know all about little children. In our preschool, we're constantly reminded during the Sunday school hour, or the moment that we have in worship when the kids come forward to collect our coins or hear a children's message, we're reminded of who we are as children of God. That's how we had our start. We were also little ones. And so Jesus addresses us and considers us as little ones in his tenderness, in his parental love, and his fatherly and his motherly love that he has for us. Now, the genius of this and the power of this, I think, is maybe best illustrated by a story from South Africa. You'll remember that Nelson Mandela and Desmond Tutu were both black leaders in South Africa who grew up in apartheid. And they were calling the rulers and those in power to equal treatment, to equal opportunity for blacks as well as for whites. The genius of their movement came from Desmond Tutu, who said, maybe instead of taking a violent approach, maybe we could take Jesus' approach and we could love them into change. And so what they talked about was seeing the other, that is, in this case, those in power that were the apartheid white upper class, seeing them as God's little children. They said, let's imagine what it would be like to put our foot into the shoe of those in power. In other words, to love as we would want to be loved, to love your neighbor as yourself. But even more than that, to love them knowing that these adult leaders in South Africa were once little children. They weren't born with racism. They were taught racism. In fact, they were taught a lie. A lie that black people are inferior. And a lie cannot live forever. So if we look at our rulers in terms of little children, we can actually have compassion. And we can actually show them and love them into seeing the world the way God sees the world. That all of us are precious in His sight. This is in keeping with Jesus, who said to love our enemies, whoever we consider our enemies to be, and to pray for them, knowing that God transcends all of our differences. And His goal is to unite us. And for us, especially as God's people, to be conduits of Christ's love, to love as Jesus has loved us. And notice that Jesus ends His command by saying, "So by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples." And hear the power of that, that God calls us to discipleship. And what does the word disciple mean but a pupil, a student, a learner? Jesus is not only calling us to love as He loved, but to be learners. And so what does that mean but to come again and again to the Scriptures and hear what Jesus has to teach us? This is in keeping with the Great Commission, to make disciples of all nations by baptism and teaching them to obey all of God's commandments, all of Christ's commandments. And so as Christians, as believers in Jesus, as followers of Jesus, for us to show more curiosity of how Jesus lived and taught, to be teachable, to have a growth mindset, to learn about Jesus so that we can embody Jesus, just as Jesus embodied the divinity as the eternal Son of God. By this, the world will know that we're children of God and that we're disciples of Jesus when we love like Jesus, this radical love. So how can those around us recognize that we're followers of Jesus? By those same acts of kindness, by the fruit of the Spirit that we bear by the Holy Spirit out into our lives, by telling the good news like Jesus did, the forgiveness that we have, the reconciliation that we have between God and humanity, and the reconciliation that we have promised to us between human being and human being. By the selflessness of Jesus. They'll see in our selflessness the selflessness of Jesus and the sacrifice The sacrifice of even going to the cross, by even being willing to die and to rise again for the world. And that tenderness, that parental love, that nurture, that protection, that fatherly, that motherly love that God has loved us, that we would also be bearers of that to the world. That we would grow in our empathy for those around us. And that we would have a growth mindset, knowing that this is a call that will never fulfill perfectly, but we will continue to grow into, to be like Jesus. It reminds me of a song, "It's so hard. It's so hard to be like Jesus. But it's also a joy. It's also an adventure to grow into Christ's call." And we know that it is an infinite call because God's love for us in Christ is infinite. Our understanding of it, our cherishing of it will never come to an end. And so we grow into that so that the whole world would know about the love of God that we have in Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.